Ever get that like nervous feeling? You know, after you launch a marketing campaign, you've done all the work, put the budget out there, and you're just kind of crossing your fingers, hoping it actually, does something. Well, you know that stack of articles we've both been digging into? There was this case study in there about like proving whether a campaign is really working. And it really got me thinking about this whole thing. So let's dive right in.
Let's do it.
Okay, so it's about this B2B software company, right? And they were running these marketing campaigns in four different markets. And they really wanted to know, like, concretely, were these campaigns actually the thing bringing in more leads?
Makes sense.
You'd think that'd be easy to figure out, but.
Well, and that's the thing, right? It's trickier than it sounds.
Exactly. Because how do you really isolate the impact of just the campaign? Like, what if there are other things happening at the same time, that could also be affecting the numbers?
It's like, how do you know if it's the rooster crowing that makes the sun rise or if it was just going to happen anyway?
Okay, love the analogy.
So this is where this idea of counterfactuals comes in. And I know that sounds kind of jargony.
It does sound a little intimidating.
It's really just a fancy way of saying, what if we could rewind time and see what would have happened without the campaign?
Okay, so like a parallel universe situation for our marketing.
Basically. And this company, they actually did this. They used this technique called, get this, Bayesian structural time series analysis.
Whoa, so like a statistical crystal ball.
Pretty much. They use it to, like build that hypothetical scenario, the what if we didn't run the campaign
And
world?
then they compare that to the actual data.
You got it.
That's so cool. And that's where chart one comes in from the study, right?
Exactly.
It shows like visually how those two scenarios compare in one of the markets.
And you can see, like, as soon as the campaign launches, there's this, like, this huge jump in leads.
Okay. So we're seeing this big spike visually, but the case study, it doesn't stop there, right? They actually put numbers to it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Didn't they say there was something like a 20.3% increase in leads during the campaign?
That's right.
And then I think it was table one showed like a 97.1% probability that the campaign caused that increase. Like those are some strong numbers.
And that probability figure, that's crucial, right?
Yeah.
That tells us this wasn't just a coincidence, like random luck. It means there's real evidence that this campaign was the driving force behind those extra leads.
That is really powerful. I mean, it's kind of amazing what you can actually do with data analysis these days. But, for me, the real aha moment, it wasn't even just the numbers themselves. It was what this company actually did with those insights, how they took action.
Totally. They didn't just like file this report away and call it a day. They used it to make real decisions.
Like they found one market where the campaign just wasn't as effective. So what'd they do? They cut their losses in that market, took the budget, and reinvested it. They actually used that money to expand to five new markets.
Talk about making your data work for you.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like they were able to pinpoint exactly where to put their resources to get the maximum return. It's brilliant.
And what was the end result? A 15% average increase in leads across all their markets. That's huge.
So anyone listening to this, who's maybe thinking, okay, cool story, but like, what does this mean for me? I'm not a software company. Here's the thing.
That's about the principle.
Exactly. Think about it like this, right? Have you ever like launched a new feature or even a whole new product and then you see a jump in users? But how can you be sure that that bump, was it really because of that new feature or was something else going on? This kind of analysis, that's how you figure that out.
It's the difference between guessing and knowing. And knowing gives you the power to scale what works and ditch what doesn't.
Exactly. You make smarter decisions, you get better results. Makes sense, right?
Totally. We live in a world that's drowning in data. But it's not just about the numbers themselves. It's about understanding the why. Why are these numbers moving this way? That's where the real gold is. And this case study, it highlights that perfectly.
It really does. All right, so there you have it, folks. The power of why.
Did you?
Until next time.